These are the days of Elijah. These are the days of your servant Moses, righteousness be restored. And these are the days of retire, of famine and fatness and sword. So we are the laborers in the desert, crying, prepare the way of the Lord. Behold, he come. Shining like the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, lift your voice. It's the yell of Jubilee. Out of Zion's hill, salvation comes. Oh, these are the days of Ezekiel. Declaring will come in as fresh. And these are the days of your servant David, building the temple of God. These are the days of the harvest. The fields are as white as the wool. And we are the laborers in your vineyard, declaring the word of the Lord. Behold, he comes, shining on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, lift your voice. It's the year of Jubilee. Out of Zion's hill, salvation comes. Oh, there's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no. Oh, there is no God. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. Behold, he comes, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, lift your voice. It's the year of Jubilee. Out of Zion's hill, salvation. Oh, behold, he riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, lift your voice. It's the year of Jubilee. Out of Zion's hill, salvation comes.
If you need the Holy Ghost. 'Twas the boy from Kentucky, William Branham his name. He was Almighty prophet. Bible days lived again. Many turned from God's message. He was faithful in
speak to the rock this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We just carry on. I don't even know what to sing after they sing. It's so good. Amen. Amen. Let's sing that song, Down From His Glory, Ever Living Story. Our God and Savior came.
Amen.
And Jesus was his name. Let's sing, let's stand up, we'll sing that song.
Down from his glory, ever living soul, my God and Savior came, and Jesus was his name, born in a manger. He was born in a manger to his own estate, to his own estate. A man of sorrows beaten than I am. Oh, oh, how I love him. How I adore, how I adore my bread, my breath, my sunshine. What condensation bringing us redeem, bringing us redemption, that in the dead of night, not one faint hoping sign, God gracious, he was precious and so tender, he laid aside his majesty, stooping to to save my wretched soul. Oh, how I love him, how I adore, my bread, my sunshine, without reluctance,
flesh and blood is our flesh and blood is substance. He took the form of man. He revealed the hidden plan. Oh, glorious! Oh, glorious mystery! Sacrifice on Calvary. And now I know Thou art the grave.
You may be seated for a minute, saints. We do greet you this morning in Jesus' name once again. Amen. Just want to greet one of our visitors, Mimi, the friend of Brother Eli and his family. Yeah. From Waterford, God bless you. It's nice to be with you. Amen. May the Lord bless you. As mentioned last night, we wanted to take up a special offering this morning. We'd like to do
comme on
that
avait
now.
Dit la semaine passée, on va prendre une offrande spéciale aujourd'hui.
For the saints in the Philippines.
Pour les saints aux Philippines.
I got an email through a couple of emails this week just speaking about the conditions of things for the believers in that particular area.
J'ai reçu des emails cette semaine pour parler de la condition des croyants dans
I'm sure endroit. Anybody who knows the news and so forth, you know what's been going on in the Philippines.
Tout le monde qui suit les informations sait ce qui s'est passé.
They say it was possibly the most powerful storm to ever strike land. And there's quite a number of congregations of believers that have been badly affected. So the saints now have made what they're calling a disaster recovery program. To try first of all those saints that were displaced. There's one entire congregation that nobody can be found.
Il y a une assemblée où personne ne peut être trouvé.
The believers who are there are suspecting they were relocated to somewhere else just for safety.
Les croyants on pense qu'ils sont quelque part pour leur
But it's going to be a need now of hiring trucks and all the different things required to bring the people back.
Il y aura un besoin pour
once they're located.
Les ramener là où ils étaient avant.
And then there's two particular congregations where the believers have lost everything. They lost their homes and all of their possessions.
Il y a deux églises où les croyants ont tout perdu, leur maison, tout leur bien.
And they're sleeping in the church.
Et ils dorment dans l'église.
So it's not an easy thing for them at all.
C'est pas une chose facile pour eux.
So the saints around the world are really trying to come together.
Les saints essaient de se rassembler.
To put together a program.
Pour mettre en place un programme.
Which is firstly just to bring people back from where they are to their home areas.
À ramener les gens là où ils étaient avant.
Then secondly to try to help with the rebuilding of their homes.
Et essayer de les aider à reconstruire leur maison.
And finally trying to help the believers in some way to start earning a livelihood again, maybe planting something or raising something.
Et les aider d'une certaine manière à trouver quelque chose à faire pour
It was vivre. Done. I think there was an earthquake in that area, I think 2004, and
en
it was
2004,
similar.
Il y avait un tremblement de terre en ce même endroit là.
You know, the saints really did a tremendous job then. So we wanted maybe Brother Will could just get ready. Maybe we could sing one song as we take up the offering. As we said last night, it's difficult to understand unless you were in their shoes. I know there's saints here from different places in Africa where there's been civil war and trouble. We just get so used to having it easy. And we do thank God for that. Because it's not something which you would choose to be in that condition. But let's just see what we can do in our own little way today. Both in our financial support and also in our prayer to see how we can support those saints that are in need. Let's sing a song, Brother Will, if you don't mind. Let's take up the offering as we sing before we come to the word.
God sent His Son. We call Him Jesus.
He came to love.
He came to love.
Heal and forgive.
Heal and forgive.
He bled and died.
He bled and died.
To buy my pardon.
To buy my pardon.
Oh,
my Savior lives,
because He lives,
oh, because He lives,
I can face tomorrow,
I can face tomorrow,
because He lives,
oh, because He lives,
oh, fear.
The river,
I'll fight life's fight.
I'll fight life's final war with Him. Final war with Him.
And then as death,
and then as death
gives my to victory, I'll see the light of glory.
I know He lives,
because He lives,
oh, because He lives,
I can face tomorrow, because He lives,
oh, fear is
gone,
oh, my fear.
Thank the saints for their faithfulness there. Let's bow our heads. Let's really pray that the Lord will direct this according to the needs that are there. Father, we do thank You for the faithfulness of Your people. Father, how privileged we are living where we do. Father, not to see these kinds of things. Father, we know not what the future holds, but we're so glad that You hold the future. And Father, up to this time, how good You've been to us, Lord. How much You've watched over us. But Father, we think of our brothers and our sisters upon this day. Father, what a disruption in life, Lord. And Father, we do not know what loss of life there's been. But Lord, just a disaster, Lord, and to live through those kind of things. But trusting and believing in Thee, Father, that You've got Your people in the palm of Your hands. But Father, now they need sustenance, Lord. Father, they need a new beginning once again. And we just pray that You'll just take, Lord, this little offering, Lord, this little token. That, Father, You would multiply it for Your glory. That, Father, You would direct it to the place where it's needed. That, Lord, it may be used in some kind of a way. Father, to be a blessing, Lord, unto the people that have a need at this time. And to each person that has given, Father, may You bless. Lord, You said, give and it shall be given unto you. And Father, nobody is given with that purpose or that motive in mind upon this day. But Father, thank You that You are faithful to Your promise. Thank You, Lord, that you care for Your people. Thank You, Lord, that not even a sparrow can fall to the ground without You knowing it, Lord. So Father, may You bless the brothers that, Lord, are putting together all the things that need to be done to help and assist, Lord, in this situation. Lord, may You lead and guide. May You be, Father, the unseen hand that guides everything, Lord, that gives wisdom, that gives direction. Father, may You open doors. May You lead and guide. Father, may it be done according to Your, Father, divine direction. That, Lord, out of this, You would bring forth a blessing, we ask and pray, that You'd bring forth a testimony. Father, now as we come to the word, won't you have mercy upon us? Bless our visitors as has been prayed already, Lord. Father, draw nigh unto every soul, we pray. Bless the reading of your word. Bless us as we meditate upon this thought. Guide us and lead us this day according to your will, we pray. And Father, them that gather in like manner down in Cork, Brother Christian, the saints, bless them. We pray, Lord, for Brother Tom upon this day. Bless the saints there, Brother Billy, Brother George Quinn. Father, touch your people upon this day. Be with us, we ask, as we do thank you that you've allowed us together once again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Saints, let's open our Bibles. Let's open 1 Kings chapter 17 once again. We just want to finish off from last Sunday. We're looking at this Elijah economy. This economy of Elijah in that day. This Elijah economy. So I want to continue on that. Let's read 1 Kings chapter 17. Let's just read it again for anybody who wasn't here. Let's go from 8 up to 15, just to get a good background from the word. And the word of the Lord came unto him, that was Elijah, saying, Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. So we saw that last week. That word commanded means I have commissioned. This was a commission. She didn't know it maybe, but she had a commission. To entertain Elijah, to support Elijah in that age. And that's exactly the commission which we've received as well. We're under the same. And she's from Zidon, so she was a Gentile, she wasn't from Israel. So he arose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. And she said, As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I'm gathering two sticks that I may go in and eat and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, Fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, The barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah. And she and he and her house did eat many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. You may be seated. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. The word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah.
La parole de Dieu prononcée par Élie.
Now the first thing we see from these scriptures
La première chose que nous voyons dans cette écriture,
is that God is always Jehovah Jireh.
Et Dieu est toujours Jehovah Jireh.
He's always Jehovah Jireh to his people.
Il est toujours Jehovah Jireh pour son peuple.
When Abraham went up the mount,
when Abraham monta à la montagne,
and he had the need,
et qu'il avait un besoin,
and Isaac,
et Isaac
said, Here is the wood. Here is the fire.
Le bois et le feu.
But where is the lamb for sacrifice?
Il a demandé où est l'agneau du sacrifice?
It's interesting how Abraham answered him.
C'est intéressant de voir comment Abraham avait répondu.
Abraham said,
Abraham dit,
Jehovah shall see to it.
L'Éternel pourvoira.
He will see to it.
Il pourvoira.
Because you know the word provide,
parce que le mot pourvoir
means to see beforehand.
Veut dire voir avant.
It means that you see something coming before it comes.
Vous voyez quelque chose arriver
avant. Because you can't provide if you don't know what's coming.
Tu ne peux pas pourvoir si tu ne sais pas.
In order to be a provider, you've got to know what you need to provide for.
Vous devez savoir ce pourquoi vous devez pourvoir.
And the way that God provides
et la manière dont Dieu pourvoit
is different in each dispensation.
C'est différent dans chaque dispensation.
You know, every message is sent for a particular purpose.
Chaque message est envoyé pour un but particulier.
There's only one God.
Il y a un seul Dieu.
There's only one Spirit of God.
Il y a un seul Esprit de Dieu.
But that Spirit anoints in different ways.
Mais cet Esprit oint de différentes
according
manières
to the needs of the people at that time.
Conformément aux besoins des gens.
So through the church ages,
et dans les âges de l'église,
God sent the anointing of the lion.
Dieu avait envoyé l'onction du lion.
And that's what they needed in those first ages.
C'est ce dont ils avaient besoin dans le premier
that apostolic âge. Anointing to go forth.
Cette onction apostolique.
Then when the persecution came,
après la persécution,
it was the same God.
C'était le même Dieu.
It was his spirit.
Qui était dans son esprit.
But it came with the anointing of the ox.
Mais il est venu avec l'onction
and
du
that's
fort.
What they needed at that time.
C'est ce dont ils avaient besoin en ce temps-là.
So that anointing
cette onction-là
came particularly to the need that God's people had in that age. Because it's only God that can help to sustain his people and to give his people prevailing power. Satan is continually changing his tactics, changing his mask.
You
know, he sees what he can use at any given time. So the Lord also, being the provider, he sees what the enemy is about to do. And God will always send forth something to combat the enemy. So God doesn't do something just for the sake of doing it. If you find God sending somebody and there's a certain manifestation in the ministry of that person, it's for a purpose. When God sent
Noah,
he revealed to Noah what was coming. So Noah received this anointing. Look in Hebrews 11 verse 7 how it speaks about Noah.
Now,
that anointing that Noah received unfolded itself down. And if you had a spiritual discernment in that day, even if you never spoke to Noah, but as you saw his ministry unfold itself, you would have a quite clear understanding of what was to come. Because he was building an ark. He was building a big boat. It says it in verse 7, Hebrews 11. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not yet as seen, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became the heir of righteousness, which is by faith. So this vision comes to Noah of what's coming upon the earth. It hasn't yet come. But Jehovah Jireh is already at work. And the message that came in that age, that's why the prophet always says, Moses couldn't come with Noah's message. And it wouldn't make sense. The message of every day has a particular anointing and purpose, because it's going to unfold itself all the way down to be God's provision for the people. So it was obvious if you looked at the emphasis of the message of Noah that there was coming a flood. There was coming a judgment by water. It wasn't just going to be a local flood.
C'était pas seulement une inondation.
Many people
locale.
Try to say maybe it was just a local flood.
Les gens essaient de dire que c'était une inondation.
Then why didn't the Lord just move them all to another area?
Le Seigneur a seulement fait tourner la
tell them, you know, I'm going to flood this area, migrate.
On dit que c'était seulement pour un coin.
But it was a global deluge.
Mais c'était quelque chose de global.
It was the Lord baptizing the earth with water.
C'était Dieu baptisant la terre.
It was a complete destruction in that day.
C'était une destruction complète.
But everything that was predestined, as we saw last night,
mais tout ce qui était prédestiné, comme
everything that had that instinct in them,
tout ce qui avait cet instinct,
that ability inside of them to hear from God,
cette capacité en eux d'écouter
and
Dieu,
to be moved by God,
et d'être déplacé par
God
Dieu,
made a provision for them.
Et Dieu pourvu pour quelque chose.
But that ark was just a certain dimension.
Mais il fallait seulement une certaine dimension.
It was exactly the right size,
c'était seulement du bon côté,
to cater for all that desired to be saved.
C'était seulement pour ceux qui pouvaient être sauvés.
And all of the predestinated of the species of the earth.
Et toutes les espèces prédestinées de la terre.
God had made a provision.
Dieu avait pourvu.
He knew who it was for.
Il savait c'était pour
and qui. He knew exactly what the people would need.
Et il savait ce dont le peuple aurait besoin.
Same again, if you look in the book of Psalms 105.
Quand vous regardez dans Psalm 104.
When it speaks of in the days of Egypt.
Quand il parle au jour d'Égypte.
In the days of Joseph.
Au jour de Joseph.
Psalm 105 verse 16 says,
105, verse 16.
Moreover, he called for a famine upon the land. So there was coming this famine. And it was called by God because he's in control of all things. He broke the whole staff of bread. So it was a severe famine. Verse 17. But he sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sold for a servant. So God, being Jehovah Jireh, he sent a man with a particular anointing. Joseph was the eagle man. He was a prophet. And he was the man that could tap into that great dimension of the mystery of God in that day. And it was revealed to him what was to come. He could interpret and unseal and unveil those dreams of Pharaoh. And if you just continue to watch the ministry of Joseph unfold at the right hand of Pharaoh, even if no one told you about those dreams, and you never spoke to Joseph, you would have a good idea of what the purpose of his ministry was. Because when he was building those great garners and storing in the food, you would have known this anointing upon this man, it's got something to do with the famine. Something's going to come. The people are going to need some stored up food. And friends, it's the same with the message of the hour. It's exactly the same thing. For God to send us Elijah in this day, God uses certain spirits at certain times. We know the spirit of Elijah is the spirit of Christ. It's not ancestor worship. We're not worshiping Elijah. We don't want to be anointed by the spirit of the man Elijah. But it was the anointing, that particular anointing that God anointed that man with. Just like the lion, the ox, the man, the eagle, it's the same spirit of God. But sent for a certain purpose to meet the conditions of a certain day. And whenever the Jezebel spirit rises up, God sends the spirit of Elijah. Because it's only the God so respects that spirit of Elijah. That's the one that gets the job done at those kind of times. We know the spirit of Elijah is a restoring spirit. Elijah came and restored the altar. Takes you back to the original foundation. We know the spirit of Elijah turns the hearts of the people. Elijah came and says, "Oh Lord, turn their hearts, that they may know that the God of their fathers has sent me." So there's these certain characteristics, and the spirit of Elijah doesn't give in to the conditions of the day. When everybody else was giving in, when Jezebel's system was taking over in Israel, and everybody else was compromising and giving in to that atmosphere, to that anointing of Jezebel, Elijah wasn't going to compromise. He came and he stood before Ahab. He said, "Thus saith the Lord, the Lord God will send no rain upon the earth until I call for it." There's something about that spirit, and God sends that spirit for a purpose. So we're living in a day now again with this Jezebel. We know Jezebel. The system of Jezebel, right through the church ages, it's always been the enemy of the true church. Jezebel religion. That Jezebel that persecuted the Christians in the dark ages. It calls itself a Christian church, seated on its seven hills of Rome. But when God looks at it, he says, "That's Jezebel."
regarde, il dit, ça, c'est
Jezebel. Jezebel wasn't a believer.
Jezebel n'était pas une croyante.
She was the daughter of the priest of Baal.
C'était une fille d'un prêtre de Baal.
And when she took over Jezebel, she introduced right in Israel idol worship.
Quand elle est montée sur Israël, elle a adoré,
she took the children of God,
elle a amené les enfants de Dieu,
away from the worship of Jehovah,
elle les a éloignés de l'adoration de
and
Jehovah,
brought in an idol worship.
Elle a amené l'idolâtrie.
And finally it unfolded itself under that Jezebel system to a persecution.
Et cela a amené une persécution.
That man, I can't remember his name, Obadiah, whatever, he had to hide the prophets of Jehovah in the cave and feed them.
Et cet homme, Obadiah, devait cacher
because
les prophètes.
Because Jezebel put
cave
to death all of the prophets of Jehovah.
Parce que Jezebel les menaçait de mort.
So whenever you find this Jezebel spirit, like in our age,
quand vous trouvez cet esprit de Jezebel, comme dans notre jour,
we find Rome is uniting all the churches together under her once again.
Nous trouvons Rome est en train d'unir toutes les églises.
According to prophecy, Revelation 13.
Conformément à la prophétie
Apocalypse. It's a dangerous time.
C'est un temps dangereux.
The prophet typed it with Samson and Delilah.
Les prophètes les typifient à Samson et Delilah.
In those once more Lord messages.
Et une fois dans la prédication une fois de plus.
When he spoke of the Philistine council of churches. That's what he would call it.
Conseil des églises des Philistins.
And how Delilah lured Samson. And stripped him of his strength. And then she showed her true colors, who she really was. What was always in her heart. She didn't want unity with Samson. Just as much as Rome doesn't just want unity with the daughters of the harlot, the denominational system. She's all friendly like Delilah was to Samson. And she'll strip them of their power. And then what? She'll afflict them like she afflicted Samson. It's exactly the same thing. And that's why that song says, at such a time like this, the Philistines have risen to make sport again. We're living in that kind of an age. But whenever there's a Jezebel like that, whenever there's a deception, something deadly going on, Satan operating in a certain way, God will always raise the standard again. God will always send something to combat that. And that's the spirit of Elijah. And that's why the spirit of Elijah is prophesied to come 5 times. On Elijah himself. Then the double portion was on Elisha. Then in the days of John. John the Baptist, he was Elijah. He shall be anointed with the Spirit. He shall go in the power of Elijah. Then it's prophesied to come now at the end of the Gentile age. To turn the people's hearts back once again. To restore the faith that was once delivered to the saints, so that we can contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. And then the same spirit of Elijah goes off from the Gentile church. And in the tribulation period, it goes to the 144,000. Moses and Elijah to turn their hearts, to bring them to the genuine atonement once again. So we find when God does something in an age, God is not a showman. God doesn't do things without seeing the necessity of doing things. So whenever you see a spiritual sign, something taking place, whenever you see a certain manifestation of God, follow it through. And it will give you a good understanding of what's to come. That's how you find God sends a prophet in our age. And God allowed him to experience the spoken word. That was coming to the climax of his ministry as he got to the third pool. And it unfolded itself down, as we'll see. Now that was for a purpose. God doesn't do things just to do things.
Dieu ne fait pas les choses juste pour faire des
choses. Just as much as with Joseph, and God sends a man before them.
Comme avec Joseph, Dieu avait envoyé un homme.
God gave Joseph favor before Pharaoh, one man first.
Dieu permit que Joseph trouve grâce.
He was the first of the brethren in that age.
Il était le premier parmi
to obtain that favor from Pharaoh.
D'obtenir cette faveur de Pharaon.
And then in due season,
et au bon moment,
the rest of the sons of Jacob,
le reste des enfants de
they
Jacob,
also obtained favor from Pharaoh. And they inherited
Goshen.
And this great provision which God had stored up for them through Joseph. And I think it's really important to remember that, friend. Like I keep saying, this message didn't come for us to contend with one another.
It didn't come for that.
That's just our immaturity and our childishness. This message came because we're going to need this anointing in this message. We need it now, and we're going to need it more and more as time goes by. Because in the days of Elijah, there was a famine. And friends, as we saw these weeks gone by, there's a famine already in the land. There's a spiritual famine. That's what the word said. There'll be a famine of hearing the word of the Lord. And people will go from the north, south, east, and west, seeking to find the true word of the Lord, and shall not find it, the Bible says. And it says in the fair young virgins, Christians, sanctified people, will faint for thirst. Because it's not going to be a public show. As it always in the days of Elijah, it comes down to a minority, friends. I know the denominations are looking for some big, worldwide, sweeping revival. You don't find that in any of the shadows and types of our day. Was there a sweeping revival in the days of Noah? There
wasn't.
As it came closer and closer to the end, it wasn't easy.
C'était pas facile.
You're going to have a look in the days of Elijah.
C'est comme au jour
was there this great sweeping revival? Elijah went upon the mount, called fire down from heaven, which is exactly the type of the ministry of our age, the prophet in our age. There was that vindication. The fire came down upon the original sacrifice. He did it according to the divine vision that God gave him in that day. Did it turn the hearts of Israel? It didn't.
Il l'avait fait.
Until Elijah was so discouraged after that mighty manifestation on Mount Carmel,
après cette manifestation du Mont Carmel,
when God proved that he was God,
quand Dieu prouva qu'il était Dieu,
that Elijah went back into the cave, the juniper tree in the cave.
Élie est allé dans la cave.
And the Lord had to go and find him there and say, what are you doing here, Elijah?
Le Seigneur devait y aller, lui demander que
fait-il. And he said, I've been zealous for the Lord of hosts.
Il dit, j'avais du zèle pour l'Éternel.
But I'm the only one. And the Lord had to say, no, 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 that manifestation, there was a predestinated. There's a certain portion, a remnant, a tithing of the people that will not bow their knees to Baal. And that manifestation and that anointing was all that those people needed to hold faithful right to the end. And there were those who didn't bow the knee. But you can't find in any of these shadows and types a great sweeping revival. And that's how the prophet told us it's not going to come. He says they're making a mistake. They're looking as to what's going to happen in the Jewish age, he says. 144,000 and so forth. He says, and they're trying to apply it now to the Gentiles. He says, no. It's not going to be like that, friends. But there's a secret place. Because the prophet says, when he preaches on Elijah, that God took Elijah in before the famine. God provided a secret place for Elijah before the famine set in. And he fed him with the ravens and gave him water from the brook Cherith. Because God will always make a provision. He always sees before time. He'll always send a man before to store up what's required for the rest of the brethren. And that is what the message of the hour is all about, friends. We need the message now. But you're going to need it more and more. As things tighten down, as it comes to the squeeze, you're going to need it more and more. But the surprising thing is the closer we're getting to the time, people are losing a grip of it.
Les gens commencent à relâcher.
People are defecting from the message.
Les gens commencent à s'écarter du message.
That's the greatest deception the devil can ever play on a person.
C'est la plus grande séduction que le diable peut placer sur quelqu'un.
We need to stick closer. The prophet says we need to be like sorghum molasses on a cold day.
Le prophète dit que nous devons être comme.
He says with molasses, the colder it gets, the closer, it's thicker it sticks together.
Ces animaux là, plus il fait froid, plus ils se réunissent ensemble.
And that's what we need in the word as well.
C'est ce dont nous avons besoin.
That's how we were saying last night, stressing on that.
C'est comme ce dont nous disons la nuit passée.
It's feeding on the lamb.
Il nourrit les
under the blood.
Sous le sang.
At Exodus time, that's what Israel had to do. That was there. The vision that Jehovah had for them.
La vision que Dieu avait pour eux.
And the plagues of Egypt were throughout the land.
Dans les plaines de l'Égypte au travers du pays.
The final plague. Death was in the land. And the prophet told us in our age, it says, thus saith the Lord, the last plague will be spiritual death. He says, you've got to keep the blood on the door. He says, we see the old timers, the prophet says. They're letting the blood get off the door. We need the blood on the door now more than ever. The enemy is rising like a flood, friends.
L'ennemi va s'élever
against our children
sur nos enfants,
in the education system,
dans les systèmes
the video games,
dans les jeux vidéo,
the consoles,
dans les consoles,
the TVs,
dans la télé,
satellite TV, cable TV,
la télé satellite,
so many channels of entertainment,
et toutes ces chaînes de distraction,
the dimension that Hollywood is tapping into now,
la dimension dans laquelle Hollywood s'est
the dimension that the music industry is tapping into
la
now,
dimension dans laquelle
it's a far greater dimension of evil than it was even 40 years ago. They're breaking deeper and deeper into that realm. That tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And wanting to feed that which is death. Because you're not weren't supposed to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That brought death. Friends, at times like this, we need to stick close to the tree of life. That's where eternal life is. But the problem with evil is it's so enticing.
Et le problème avec le mal, c'est qu'il
because
est
it's packaged in such a seductive package.
Parce qu'il est empaqueté dans un paquet de séduction.
Satan knows just the frequency to operate on.
Parce que Satan sait dans sur quelle fréquence
to agir. Catch the attention of young people.
Pour attirer l'attention des jeunes.
To catch the attention of people.
Pour attirer l'attention des
that's gens. How the prophet says, no matter how well you bring your children up. He says, when they hear that rock and roll music, something in here responds. If they're not born again, he says, as sure as the world.
C'est comme cela.
That carnal nature, the devil found exactly the right thing.
Cette nature charnelle, le diable trouve exactement la bonne
exactly
chose.
What is required, the bait that is required to get that response.
Il sait qu'il faut réellement pour obtenir une réponse.
And the only defense, as it was in the last days of Egypt, God had to send a prophet with a message. And then he vindicated that prophet with a pillar of fire. And then that prophet's message unfolded down now to defense for the people, the token. And that prophet had to call the people together and say, I've heard from the Lord. This death is going to strike at midnight. You need to make sure you've got the blood on the door. And every single person who discerned The seriousness of the hour. The urgency of the hour.
L'urgence du moment.
Because a prophet on the scene is a sign of oncoming judgment. And it always is. Judgment always follows that kind of a ministry.
Le jugement vient toujours après ce genre de ministère.
Unless, like in Nineveh, the rare occasions that people accept the message of that prophet.
Une des rares occasions, les gens
when Jonah came to Nineveh, it was a real exception to the rule.
Quand Jonas est venu à Ninive, c'était
because the entire civilized, the entire city repented.
Parce que toute la ville s'est repentie.
Right from the king and put sackcloth on their beasts.
À partir du roi jusqu'au dernier des
but it's not normally
bêtes.
Like that.
Et ça pas toujours
it's
été
normally
celui-là.
Only the elect
ça toujours été
that respond to the message of the hour.
Qui répondent au message de l'heure.
When God reveals himself.
Quand Dieu se révèle,
Satan responds as well.
Satan répond aussi.
And most people would like respond more.
Les gens vont plus répondre
to that which the devil does.
À ce que fait le
diable. Because the devil is very clever.
Parce que le diable est tellement malin.
Even if he knows something genuine is going to come.
Même s'il sait que quelque chose de réel
he'll try to offer you the counterfeit.
Il va vous essayer de vous donner
he'll try to offer you something
façon, quelque chose
which isn't the real thing.
Qui n'est pas réel.
He came to Jesus and he did it.
Il est venu à Jésus et
he says, you can have all these kingdoms.
Il a dit, tu peux avoir
you don't have to die.
Tu ne dois pas mourir.
You don't have to go the hard way all the way to your adoption.
Tu ne dois pas traverser la voie dure.
You don't have to follow the bloody footprints.
Tu ne dois pas suivre les pas en sandales.
You don't have to let the vision unfold itself right the way to the end.
Tu ne dois pas laisser la vision se dévoiler jusqu'à la fin.
Just bow down and worship me.
Adore-moi seulement.
You can have it now.
Tu peux l'avoir maintenant.
You can have it the easy way.
Tu peux l'avoir de la façon facile.
But Jesus being the word.
Jésus étant la parole.
He saw beyond the schemes of the devil.
Au-delà du plan du diable.
Get behind me, Satan. Thou shalt worship the Lord God and him only.
Tu dois adorer le Seigneur Dieu.
And as it was in the days before Jesus came, as we said the other week,
et comme les, aux jours qui ont précédé la venue de Jésus,
there rose up a certain man called Theudas.
Il y avait un Théodas,
and he claimed to be the Messiah.
Et il s'est déclaré être le Messie.
And he attracted several hundred people and
et
took them out and they perished in the wilderness.
Les amena à leur périr.
And after him rose up a man called Judas.
Et il y a eu un autre Judas.
And he went and attracted a following as well, saying he was the Messiah. And this was what you have to follow and stuff. Let's be careful of those things, friends. Let's wait for the real thing. Because God has a provision for his people. For every single one of his people.
And
that's what I just want to show you this morning. What is expected of us? As you wait for things to fully unfold themselves. What is the requirement that God requires of us? Because God has already stored up everything that we need. He's already sent Elijah. Elijah has come and he's done his work already. As the song says, he's stored up the food. The third pool has identified itself. The prophet says, five times. He says it's among you. He says, but it won't be used in any great way until the council starts to tighten until the famine starts to really squeeze. Then he says, then that which you've seen in part will be manifest in the fullness of its power. And that's what the message came for, friends. As preparation.
Comme une préparation.
As protection.
Comme une protection.
A restoration.
Comme une restauration.
It's our guide.
C'est notre guide.
It's our tutor.
C'est notre tuteur.
Which is going to watch over us.
Qui va veiller sur nous.
Even as we make our mistakes and we do our immature things, the tutor doesn't give up on us. To the saints that were there at Brother Tommy's when the brother from America preached, Brother Ron Spencer, when he was preaching about the great symphony, and he says, when you go there to those orchestras and you watch that conductor, when he wants to get those instruments playing in harmony, he says, and then they make a mistake.
Et alors qu'ils commettent une erreur,
and they out of synchronization or they hit the wrong key or whatever.
Et qu'ils sont en dehors de synchronisation.
He says he doesn't give up on them.
Il
he just stops. Says, no, stop. Let's take it from the top again. And he makes them play through that same piece again. And he'll keep them playing it until they get it right. And is that not the way the Lord does it with us? I've seen it many times, even recently. In your immaturity, you make a mistake. You don't handle something the way that you want. You go before the Lord. Lord, I'm sorry there. Just give it time. The Lord will give you another opportunity. And so here, do it properly this time. That's the way the Lord does His things. That's the way we teach our children. So is that not the way Jehovah is going to teach His children as well? When Daniel's writing his spellings in the book and he puts P the wrong way around. Give up on him. Give him another piece of paper. Write P 10 times. Keep going until you get it right. That's the way the Lord is with His children. You know, He's going to keep on, keeping on. Until He brings us to the place that we're supposed to be. Because He's already made this great provision. Our lives have already been changed by this. This ministry, this anointing of Elijah. We are already under this Elijah economy. Because in the days of Elijah, there were two people that you find with Elijah. There was Jezebel, and there was the widow woman. And you find both of their economies will come into a climax. Jezebel's influence was growing, and this widow woman, she was also coming to a climax. Total different anointings. Total different atmospheres. But in exactly the same time. And it's the same as now. Friends, this Satan's Eden is coming right to its climax. It's coming right to its perfection. At the same time, God is dealing with the people under His economy, that He's bringing His people to the climax. He's bringing His people to the very cap of the pyramid. It's always like that. In Egypt, it was dark. There were plagues. As time went by. In Goshen, it was light. In Goshen, they didn't have those plagues. There was a different economy there. There was an economy under the blood. There was an economy that had been ministered into by the prophet's message. And by the great provision of Jehovah through the person of Joseph. Friends, it's not your work or my work. God prepared these things for us before we were born. Most of us weren't even born when the prophet was here. But God was storing up for His children. He sends a man before. That's the way that He always does it. And He anoints that man, commissions that man. And in that man's message, with that anointing, if you discern it, you'll see exactly what's to come. Because what's in that message is going to combat the enemy that's coming down the way. And that's how we need to feed on the finest of the wheat. We don't need to be feeding on so many things from YouTube and all these other things. The devil is clever. All he wants to do is keep us from the real thing. The thing that has the real power, the real anointing for this age. Because in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, but the devil knows how to get us away from that voice. There's many other voices. Friends, it's fine to listen to other message ministers. But let the majority of what you listen to be the prophet's message. Some people, it's been a long time, they never listened to one message of the prophet. Yet he was the one who was commissioned to store up the food. He's Zaphnath Paneah for this age. It was revealed to him, the seven seals. He was the one who spoke of all these things to come. And like we said the other day, when God reveals to a man what's to come, like Joseph, the same man also has the ministry of provision to combat that which is to come. God doesn't have two different people to do it. The same Moses who the Lord reveals there's coming death in the land is the same Moses who catches the revelation of the token, put the blood on the door. The same prophet who came in this age and warned us of things which we see now. Warned us of things which are now coming to pass. The anointing, the divine unction, God's provision for his people is in those same tapes and books that reveal these things that are to come. That's how we said last night, Moses told them, take your lamb. Slay it. Put the blood on the door. Then enter in. Under the blood of the lamb. Roast the lamb with fire. With bitter herbs. Gird up your loins. Get ready for the journey. Jesus told the people, he said, watch and pray. Lest that day takes you unawares. And Moses said, gird up your loins. Keep your staff in your hand. Be ready all the time for the journey. And eat the lamb under the blood. And the prophet says, see how God, that communion, prepared the people for the journey and sustain the people in that Exodus journey. I'm not saying that other ministers, even denomination ministers, are not anointed. They are. But it's a different kind of anointing. It's like the lion, the ox, the man, the eagle. This is the eagle age. It's the eagle anointing that overcomes in this age. It's the eagle anointing that goes and takes the flight. Yet there's still people anointed by the man. Still people anointed by the anointing on the systems gone by. It's a genuine anointing. But you've got to recognize your day and your message. Because that's God's raised standard for that day. In Countdown, when the prophet shows, he says, then the days of Martin Luther, the people used the wagons and the ox carts and things like that to get around. He says, and then you find the anointing strikes Wesley. The church has been raised higher. He says, that anointing spills over into the scientific world. And exactly the same time, they invent the steam engine.
Et au même moment, ils inventent le moteur à vapeur.
Then God visits the church at Azusa Street.
Et Dieu a visité l'église sur la rue Azusa.
The baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Le baptême du
Saint-Esprit. At the same time,
et au même moment,
the Wright brothers, first people to fly in an aeroplane.
Les frères Wright étaient les premières personnes
then
à voler
the prophet
avec
says,
un
but
avion.
Now you can't take that old Wright brothers aeroplane.
Et il dit aujourd'hui vous allez prendre l'avion.
And think you're going to get anywhere in this age.
Et vous allez aller quelque
he
part
says it's the astronaut age.
Il dit c'est l'âge de l'astronaute.
There's rockets, there's space shuttles.
Il y a des fusées.
There's the International Space Station.
La station spatiale internationale.
People can go into that dimension out there, live there for months and come back.
Les gens peuvent aller dans l'espace, vivre.
And the natural types the spiritual.
The
prophet says they always work parallel, hand in hand. In the days of Luther, they would just look at the skies with their eyes. They didn't even have telescopes those days. And they thought there were four planets in those days. And a few thousand stars. Then just the time when the inspiration strikes Luther, and he sees more in the word than people have seen for a long time. Galileo makes his telescope.
Galilée inventa le télescope.
And he can see far more than's ever been seen before.
Et il peut voir plus loin que les gens avaient vu avant.
It was always there.
Et c'était toujours là.
But they needed something that could open it up to them.
Mais ils avaient besoin de quelque chose qui
Luther's message was always in the Bible.
But it was now a due season. Mais c'était le bon
moment. God dropped down an anointing upon Luther.
Dieu va descendre une onction
and
sur
things
Luther.
Opened up which people hadn't seen in the ages
et les
gone by.
Que les gens n'avaient pas vu
pendant friends,
longtemps.
We can't use Galileo's telescope now.
Nous n'avons pas besoin de la
now we have the Hubble telescope. Space Telescope.
Hey. Maintenant, nous avons les grands télescopes.
We have a telescope that's stuck in space.
Ces télescopes qui sont dans l'espace.
It can see right back to what they call the Big Bang.
Ils peuvent voir derrière les, ce qu'on appelle
if
le
you
Big
believe,
Bang.
I don't know if the Big Bang or Small Bang, whatever.
Nous ne savons pas
but
si
it can see right back.
Mais ils peuvent voir là au commencement
to the origin of things.
À l'origine des choses.
And we had a prophet in this age.
Et le prophète
and people were saying, you know, Eve ate an apple in the Garden of Eden.
Les gens disaient, Eve avait mangé les fruits dans le jardin d'Éden.
And then a prophet comes.
Le prophète, quand
and he has a vision right back to the origin
il
of things.
Est rentré vers le fruit original.
And he says it wasn't an apple in Eden.
Il dit que c'était pas une pomme qu'ils avaient mangé en Éden.
And then people are saying, God is three people.
Et les gens disent Dieu est trois personnes.
Friends, but there's a telescope out there.
Mais il y a un télescope
that's not distorted by the Earth's atmosphere.
Qui n'est pas dérangé par l'atmosphère.
It sees things the way that they are.
Et voit les choses comme elles devaient être.
And the prophet looks right back.
Et le prophète pouvait
voir. He says, "Let's take a little journey this morning."
Et il dit, faisons un petit voyage dans le
temps. He says, "Let's say we're standing on the banister."
Maintenant, nous nous tenons sur l'estrade.
Before time began.
Avant que le temps ne commence.
He says, "And I can see the great Elohim."
Maintenant, je peux voir le grand Elohim.
And he speaks. And something comes out.
Et quelque chose sort.
It's a little light.
Une petite lumière.
He says it's the Christ.
C'est le Christ.
The pillar of fire.
La colonne de
feu. He says it's the Son of God.
C'est là le
in Christ the beginning
Dieu.
Was the Word.
Au commencement était
and the
la
Word
parole.
Was with God.
Et la parole
and
était
the Word
Dieu.
Was God.
Et la parole était Dieu.
And then that same Word became flesh and dwelt amongst
us.
Friends, it's not a man making himself something. God made the man like that.
Dieu a fait l'homme comme cela.
And the season and the time had come
et quand la saison et le temps
for people to see things out there which human ages gone by haven't seen in the heavens. That Hubble Space Telescope can see supernovas, it can see planets around far off. Sun, stars, and different things.
Il a inventé le télescope et il a pu voir des planètes, des étoiles.
It's a type of something, friends.
C'est le type de quelque chose.
That in this age, God is going to do something to open this up to us.
Et dans cet âge, Dieu va faire
and we're going to have resources available to us that they didn't have in the ages
et nous
gone
aurons
by.
Assez de ressources pour
then he gives the final example. He says, in those days of Luther and them,
le dernier, dans les jours de Luther, il dit,
they were fighting with bows and arrows.
Ils se combattaient avec des flèches.
And lances and the cavalry would go on their horses.
C'était la cavalerie avec des lances et des flèches.
Then it changed. Then came gunpowder.
Alors ils ont inventé la poudre.
And then they invented the bomb.
Ils ont inventé les bombes.
And then came the atomic bomb.
Alors la bombe atomique.
And now it's gone way beyond that, friend.
Maintenant ils sont allés loin.
And the weapons they have now.
Maintenant les armes qu'ils ont maintenant.
Stealth weapons.
C'est des armes terrifiques.
Weapons that are so cunningly devised they cannot be detected by the enemy.
Des armes qui ne peuvent pas être détectées par l'ennemi.
It's a type, friends.
C'est un type.
Don't try to fight a stealth bomber with the Wright brothers' airplane.
N'essayez pas de combattre ces
it's a different
avec,
age that we're living in.
Des avions. C'est un âge différent.
The weapons of our warfare
les armes de
have got to be up-to-date weapons in this age.
Doivent être des
for us to prevail and overcome in this age.
Pour que nous puissions vaincre dans
and
cette
God
âge.
In every age sends a message
et Dieu dans chaque âge
so that his people can put on the full armor of God for that age.
Pour que son peuple puisse porter la full armure de Dieu.
And it's a spiritual armor.
Et c'est une armure
and he ministered to them through the message of the hour.
Et le pouvoir pour eux
because Jesus said the word that I speak to you
comme Jésus a dit, la parole que je prononce,
it's spirit and it's life
esprit et vie.
It's not just words it's the spirit behind the word
c'est pas seulement la parole, c'est
and if you get sealed with that spirit
et si vous êtes scellé de cet esprit,
this token anointing in this age
cette onction de signe dans cet âge,
he gives us the example in the token once again
c'est la, il nous donne l'exemple dans le signe,
he says up to there
il dit,
God had given a revelation to Abraham.
Dieu avait donné la révélation à Abraham
every one of the males must be circumcised.
Il dit, chacun des mâles doit être circoncis.
That was the token of the covenant.
C'était le signe de l'alliance.
And that was sufficient.
C'était suffisant.
Until the evening time.
Jusqu'au, c'était assez jusqu'au temps du soir.
Then when Moses received that revelation.
Et alors, quand Moïse reçut cette révélation,
when the plagues were in the land,
quand les plaies étaient sur
it was a treacherous time. Death was about to strike.
La mort était sur le point de frapper.
Moses came and said, circumcision's good.
Amen. Moïse a dit, la circoncision, c'est bien.
But something else has come into existence.
Mais quelque chose d'autre est venu.
It's the token.
C'est le signe.
And the prophet says, even if you were circumcised,
le prophète dit, même si tu
if you didn't have the token,
si tu n'avais pas le signe,
you perished with the rest.
Tu allais périr avec les autres.
Friends, it's the token. That's the anointing in this message.
C'est ça, l'onction dans ce
it's message. That eagle anointing.
C'est l'onction de l'aigle.
The Pentecostals still receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost of Azusa Street, and it's a wonderful thing.
Les Pentecostals obtiennent encore le
when we were in Pentecost, we all received that experience.
Quand nous étions chez les Pentecôtes,
it's a genuine experience.
C'était une bonne expérience.
But it's the lion, the ox, the man, the eagle.
Mais c'est le lion, le veau, l'homme,
that anointing of the man
cette onction de
is not going to overcome the spiritual death,
ne va pas vaincre la mort spirituelle,
which only the anointing of the eagle can overcome.
Seulement l'onction de l'aigle.
That's why we had to come out of that Pentecost
c'est pourquoi nous devons sortir
and come in the message and say, but hey, this is different.
Dans le message et dire que ceci est différent.
And you listen to people.
Et vous écoutez les
some
gens.
Of them got very good messages they preach.
Certains
Pentecostal ministers.
Prédications qu'ils prêchent.
It's a different anointing.
Mais c'est une onction différente.
You can't say they're not anointed. They are. There's inspiration. I was in the Pentecostal church.
Vous n'allez pas dire qu'ils n'ont
it's
pas
not that they don't have an inspiration.
Ils ont l'inspiration.
But you need the inspiration for now.
Mais vous avez besoin de l'inspiration de maintenant.
Where the carcasses, the eagles will be gathered,
là où se trouve le corps, là se rassembleront les aigles.
That's what's required for this age.
C'est ce qui est exigé pour cette
and age. Friends, that's what God puts in the message of each day.
C'est ce que Dieu place dans le message
de and that's why we need to feed on this message, friends.
C'est pourquoi nous devons nous nourrir
that should be your best friend.
C'est ça, là, doit être votre meilleur ami.
But the strange thing about human nature,
mais la chose étrange avec la nature,
the harder things become,
plus les choses
the less we get into the word. It should be the opposite. The more difficult things should become, the more we should feed on the word. The more we should give ourselves to prayer. Seeking his mind. Seeking his wisdom. Seeking the anointing that we need to overcome whatever the devil's trying to do in our lives at that time. And God will give it to you, friends. He's never let us down. Never. Can you not testify as a believer that whenever you get serious before the Lord, maybe you'll get low in spirit, maybe you'll be discouraged because of this wilderness journey. But when you just gird up your loins, put everything negative under the blood, does he not send you a fresh visitation every time? He quickens when he puts you back on course once again. Your eyes get back in focus on the North Star. You start to remember
vous commencez à vous rappeler
the original vision, the original purpose,
la vision originelle,
the original commission.
La commission originale.
Because God hasn't changed his mind.
Parce que Dieu ne change
he hasn't changed his mind about you.
Il ne change pas sa pensée à votre
your
sujet.
Faults, your failings,
vos fautes et vos erreurs.
Inwards and outwards and upwards and downwards, we all have that.
Vos bas, vos chutes et tout.
But I am the Lord and I change not.
Mais je suis Dieu qui ne change
that
pas.
Is why you sons of Jacob are not consumed.
C'est pourquoi vous, fils de Jacob,
the unchangeableness of God.
Parce que je ne change pas.
And he chooses who he chooses.
Parce qu'il choisit celui qu'il choisit.
And no one can enter into that mystery.
Et personne ne peut répondre
why
à
he chooses
mystère.
You and he doesn't choose somebody else.
Pourquoi il m'a choisi, il n'a pas choisi quelqu'un d'autre.
It was according to the counsel of his own pleasure.
C'était conformément au conseil de son
he took counsel with himself.
Il s'est conseillé
and he determined.
Et il détermine.
Jacob have I loved. And Esau have I hated. Before either of them was born.
Avant même qu'il ne soit né.
Friends, he knows what he's doing.
C'est ce qu'il fait
and all he wants us to do is submit to his will.
Tout ce que nous devons faire, c'est de nous soumettre à sa parole.
If he's chosen you as a vessel of honor.
Si vous a choisi comme vase d'honneur.
To bear his name in this age.
Pour porter son
just
nom
glorify him for that. Just submit yourself in his hands. Just say, Master, use me the way that you made me. That's the key.
C'est cela la clé.
The prophet in the message, Elijah and the meal offering.
Dans le message, Élie et l'offrande de
feu. He speaks about this widow woman.
Il parle de cette femme, de cette
Now, veuve. Obviously, that age is a perfect type of this age.
Cet âge est le type parfait de cet âge.
So God was very particular who He chose and what He did.
Dieu est particulier en ce qu'il choisit et ce qu'il fait.
And why Elijah was sent to that particular widow woman?
Et pourquoi Élie était envoyé à cette veuve particulière?
There were certain characteristics in her.
Il y avait certaines caractéristiques en elle.
When the Lord looked out through all of the widows,
et quand Dieu a regardé
among the Gentiles,
parmi toutes les veuves des
there was one that had certain characteristics.
Il y avait une certaine qui avait
and he said, that is the characteristics of my bride in the end time. So she will be our identification.
Elle sera notre identification.
If we can find ourselves identified in her,
si nous pouvons nous identifier nous-mêmes en elle,
under the ministry of Elijah,
sous le ministère d'Élie,
and she received the thus saith the Lord
elle reçoit le ainsi dit
in the time of famine,
dans le temps de famine,
then we just need to rest.
Nous devons se
and we just keep pushing on and we wait for God's appointed time. But we need to make sure that firstly that we can identify ourselves in this woman. And the prophet says, now it's a very strange thing that God would send his prophet to a widow woman's house. He says, what a place. But she must have been a real virtuous woman. We read that last week. She was a virtuous woman. So you and I need to make sure we have these virtues. Not by power, not by might. God made her. He commissioned her. She had a certain purpose in that age. He said she must have been a real virtuous woman, or he would never have sent his prophet there. He says, oh, it would have to be a worthy person to entertain a man like Elijah. I love that, friend. Because the world doesn't tell us we're worthy. Your flesh doesn't tell you you're worthy. Sometimes your human spirit doesn't tell you you're worthy. But God says you're worthy. And God shows that you're worthy. He has made you worthy. And he says, I'm going to send Elijah to you. He says, she must have been worthy to entertain a man like Elijah. Not everybody, friends, that Elijah comes to makes Elijah feel at home. There's many auditors of the message. And they take the message books and they want to correct.
Well,
you just leave it the way that it is.
That's
the way that God wanted it to be. If God wanted it corrected, he would have spoken to his prophet to correct it. It's not your ministry or mine to correct a prophet. Just leave it the way that it is. That's the way God wanted it. Are we saying God made a mistake? God sent the wrong Elijah. He didn't. God sent Elijah. And Elijah came forth with a message. And we just accept it the way that it is. And it satisfies the souls of the elect. It satisfies. You don't want anything else. You can't listen to some of these other things. It's an uncertain sound. The message is a certain sound. If the trumpet give an uncertain sound, who can prepare himself for war? But the message is a certain sound that helps you prepare yourself. You know where you are. You know who you are. You know what's to come. Let's just make sure we're meeting the requirements. That's all that we need to think about. So the prophet, speaking of worthy people, he says, remember Zechariah, the father of Elijah. Elijah was born in his house. He had been loyal and true.
Il a été fidèle et loyal.
Waiting for God to give them a child. You see, there's always a testing time first, friend.
Il y a toujours un temps de test.
If you listen to the message, reproach for the cause of the word.
Si vous écoutez le message, l'opprobre pour la cause de la parole.
The prophet says Elizabeth had to first stand the reproach of barrenness.
Le prophète dit Elizabeth devait d'abord faire face à l'opprobre de la stérilité.
Because you know how people are.
Et vous savez comment
people always want to read something in a situation.
Les gens veulent toujours interpréter chaque situation.
There must be some secret somewhere.
Il dit qu'il doit y avoir
that's why she's barren. Remember with Hannah how Peninnah made her weep.
Rappelez-vous comment Peninnah a fait pleurer Anna.
It doesn't mean there's anything wrong.
Cela ne veut pas dire qu'il y a une
get
chose
your mind in tune with the word.
Tu n'es pas en ordre avec la parole.
God has a special purpose for those people.
Dieu a un but spécial.
Hannah was to bring forth Samuel.
Anna devait produire Samuel.
To bring in the prophetic age once again.
Pour amener un âge
prophétique. After the days of the judges.
Après les jours des juges.
So that the throne of David could be established.
Pour que le trône de David
and God chose that woman.
Et Dieu montre
who had to first stand the reproach of barrenness.
Qui devait porter l'opprobre de la
would she remain faithful to Jehovah, even when it seemed he wasn't fulfilling his promises to her. It's always going to be like that, friends, because that's the time we always go and look for alternatives, don't we? Like when it was taking too long with Sarah. She thought it was too long, so she persuades her husband, let's manufacture our own revival here. And they ended up with an Ishmael. And Ishmael was a grief to his brothers. That Ishmael was always fighting against his brothers. Doesn't change, friends. We just want the original, friends. Let's wait. If we're not predestinated for it, it won't come. And we can't make it come. But if we are predestinated, nothing can stop it coming. There's not enough devils in hell to stop God's will from being done. Let's just be faithful. He says Zechariah was loyal and true. So maybe the other priests would speak against him. His wife has never brought forth a son.
Sa femme n'a jamais eu un fils.
That's a real test for a woman, friends.
C'est vraiment un vrai test pour une femme.
But God knows all things.
Mais Dieu connaît toutes
choses. And all things work together for good.
Et toutes choses
and God has His appointed time.
Et Dieu a un temps marqué.
His appointed way.
Il a un
and there's a purpose for that time.
Il y a un but pour cela.
Sometimes when He withholds good things from you, it doesn't mean He doesn't want you to have them. But sometimes He wants to have the maximum virtue when it comes. He waits for the right time so it can have the maximum effect in your life when it comes. Has He not done that to you many times? He's done it to me many times. But we want it now. But God says, just wait, it'll be better when it comes. It'll be better when it comes. You think you need it now, but you don't. Just wait. It's going to be precious when it comes. But don't accept any alternatives. Just wait for the original. Let Him minister the original in His time. He says, Zechariah. He says, waiting for God to give them a child.
Attendant que Dieu lui donne un fils.
And the angel Gabriel came to that house.
Et l'ange Gabriel est venu dans sa maison.
It was the Virgin Mary,
c'était la Vierge Marie
who lived pure and clean.
Qui vécut pure et sainte.
You see these characteristics of these people, friends.
Vous voyez les caractéristiques de ces gens.
Though they were tested,
bien qu'ils étaient testés,
you know what Mary had to go through?
Vous savez ce que Marie
she was almost put away by her husband.
Elle était presque chassée par son mari.
Her whole community gave her a bad name.
Et sa communauté lui donna des noms.
They never understood what God was doing.
Ils ne comprirent pas ce que Dieu faisait.
That wasn't an easy test for her to go through.
C'était pas un test facile pour elle.
But she was pure and clean.
Mais elle était pure et sanctifiée.
And Zechariah was loyal and true.
Et Zacharie était loyal.
And the widow woman, when things got tough, and there wasn't even enough food in the home, she was still a virtuous woman. And she's the type of the bride, friend. We've got to be identified with this. If we're the bride, we'll be identified with these things. Now he turns it around the prophet. He says, talk about running around with the world.
Il dit, parler de marcher avec le monde.
Flirting with the world.
Flirter avec le monde.
And then you expect to see angels. And miracles done. He said, that's out of God's program. You play with the world. You're out of God's program. Get back in God's program. Get under the blood. Eat the lamb under the blood. And see what Jehovah will do for you. When the death angel wants to visit, it passes over you. Because you're in the program of God. But you've got to make sure that your soul is in line with the program of God. But when you're playing with the world, you're on Facebook, doing things that you shouldn't do. You're reading books in secret that you shouldn't have. Magazines under your pillow that you shouldn't read. Reading romance novels and those kinds of things, friends. Then you expect miracles in your life. It's out of the program of God. You need to lay those things aside. You need to be able to identify with these kinds of people. Then you can have a scriptural expectation that what he did for others, he will do for you. Then you can have a scriptural expectation. But you've got to meet the conditions. He says you must live right. Clean up the house. We could stop right there. And we could go home, and there's a big job for some people there. Clean up the house. Get rid of those idols there. The Babylonian garments and the gold wedges. The things that shouldn't be there. Don't look at anybody else,
President.
This is an individual affair. This is between me and God. I need to make sure my house is clean. I don't need to touch the unclean thing. Because the Bible says, come out from her. Touch not the unclean thing. Then I'll be a God to you. I'll be a father to you. We're not speaking of anybody in particular here. But we're speaking of every single one of us. Because this is Elijah. Dr. Elijah giving us the prescription. If we want to see the fullness of what this message came for, clean up the house. Then he says, clean up your habits.
Friend,
some of us have ungodly habits that we need to clean up. We have a habit of getting on the internet when we shouldn't. We have a habit of fellowshipping with people that we shouldn't and speaking things that we shouldn't. You know, it starts off as a one-off, and then if you keep doing it, it becomes a habit. And like they say, then your habits become your character. And it's hard to change that. But the prophet says, clean up your habits. Clean up the things of the world. Clean up your cards. Now that's the prophet's terminology for the entertainment of this age. Then you would go with your friends and speak all these ungodly things and play poker and gamble. And the prophet says, get those things out. Don't while away your time like that. In our age, it's like the Nintendo DS.
Those kind of
things that the children spend so much time on. And the majority of those games, you wouldn't want Jesus to see you playing those games. Let's be honest, friends. You can't filter those games through the spiritual man's filter. There may be some of them that are harmless games. But the majority of these games are tapping into another dimension. And it's the occult. And you bring the occult in your house and watch out. You bring in a curse in your home. But it dresses itself up so innocently.
nous entrons là-dedans innocemment.
Because don't remember the Amalekites.
Rappelez-vous des Amalekites.
The Lord told, killed even the babies.
Et a dit, tuez tout.
Because a small Amalekite will grow up into a big Amalekite.
Parce que un bébé Amalekite.
And those small habits grow into big habits, friends.
Et ces petites habitudes deviendront des.
And the prophet is warning us of that.
Et le prophète nous en avertissait.
He says, get rid of your cards.
Débarrassez-vous de vos
cards. And your worldly associations.
De vos associations mondaines.
Get ready.
Soyez prêts.
Then the angel of God can speak.
Alors, l'ange de Dieu va parler.
And say, fear not, it's I.
Va dire, n'ayez pas peur.
The prophet says, then things take place. And you know it in your own life.
Et vous le savez dans
the moment you tighten things up and you clean things up, and
quand vous mettez tout
you bring your life under the blood,
vous amenez votre vie
you
sous
give
le
yourself to prayer, to fasting, to feeding on the
la
word.
Prière, à la,
things start to happen.
Amen.
Spiritual things start to happen once again. There's a quickening starts to move in your life once again. You start seeing things in the Word that you never saw before. Things become clear that were never clear before. The Lord starts opening doors of witness to you that seem to have been closed all along. The Lord brings people into your sphere of influence who are looking for spiritual help once again. But friends, many times He keeps those things from us until we get ourselves in a certain condition. Because you won't do people much good. We may not live this kind of a life. And that's why He speaks about this widow woman. Then He speaks about the meal offering. Let's just read it once more as we take that thought and close with it. The meal offering.
L'offrande de farine.
1 Kings chapter 17 again. When He got to this woman, she says in verse 12, and she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel. Now, that symbolizes the meal offering.
Cela représente l'offrande de farine.
And you'll find the meal offering in the Bible in the book of Leviticus chapter 2.
Dans Lévitique 2, vous allez trouver l'offrande de farine.
You had to take pure flour, the finest of the flour.
Vous devez prendre la farine pure.
That speaks of the Word.
Cela parle de la parole.
That speaks of Christ.
Cela parle de Christ.
Then you had to take oil.
Et vous deviez prendre l'huile.
And you had to mix it with the meal offering.
Et vous devez le mélanger.
Then you had to take frankincense.
Et vous devez prendre de l'encens.
And the prophet says frankincense speaks of Christian service.
L'encens parle du service du chrétien.
Remember when they came with gold, frankincense and myrrh to Jesus?
Quand ils sont venus offrir de l'or, l'encens et de
It was speaking about Christ's sacrificial service.
Cela parle du service de
So when the prophet says Elijah and the meal offering, he says she had the meal offering in her home.
Le prophète quand il parle de l'huile et l'offrande de farine, elle avait l'offrande de farine avec.
She had the pure word.
Elle avait la parole pure.
She had the oil, she had the Holy Ghost in her life.
Elle avait l'huile, elle avait le Saint-Esprit.
And she had the frankincense.
Et elle avait de l'encens.
It was a pleasing offering to the Lord. Incense.
Une offrande sacrée.
It also types prayer. So she had this in her home.
Elle avait tout ça dans sa
but
maison.
She had a need.
Mais elle avait un besoin.
And whenever you get that in your home once again,
et chaque fois que vous avez cela dans votre maison,
He's going to send Elijah to you.
Il va vous envoyer.
And Elijah came down with that super anointing.
Et Élie est venu avec cette onction.
And activated that which she had in her house.
Et il a activé ce qu'elle avait dans sa maison.
The super anointing.
L'onction suprême.
That's what the prophet calls the third pole. He calls it the super anointing.
C'est ce que le prophète,
the prophet had the Holy Ghost.
Le prophète avait le
he was out there in the woods that day.
Il était là dans les bois ce jour-là.
He was meditating upon the promises of the Word.
Il méditait sur les promesses de Dieu.
Then the super anointing came down.
Alors, l'onction suprême
and when the super anointing came down, it activated something.
Et quand l'onction suprême vient, elle
and then things chose. Came into existence that weren't there before.
Et les choses sont venues à l'existence, les choses qui n'étaient pas
and
là
that's
avant.
Exactly what happened in her house as well.
C'est ce qui arriva dans sa maison.
When Elijah came that day and stood by that gate,
quand Élie est venu dans ce jour-là,
the super anointing must have struck him. And he said, thus saith the Lord, the cruse of oil shall not fail, neither the barrel of meal fail, until the Lord send rain upon the earth.
La pluie sur la terre.
God will always bring the supernatural into that kind of a home.
Dieu envoie toujours le surnaturel dans ce genre de
place. And he'll meet you at your point of need.
Et il va te rencontrer en ton
and what he does now in part, the prophet says,
et ce qu'il fait
aujourd'hui, it'll manifest itself in the fullness of its power.
Se manifester dans la plénitude de sa
puissance. That's why your current day-by-day testimonies
c'est pourquoi les témoignages quotidiens
should be your encouragement to believe for the greater things.
Doit être votre encouragement pour croire dans les
because if he's being faithful to meet you in your point of need time and time again,
parce qu'il a été fidèle envers moi plus
why is he going to let you down when the big test comes?
Pourquoi va-t-il m'abandonner?
But the prophet says, but if you've been faithful in these little things,
et la Bible dit, si vous n'êtes pas
you'll catch it as sure as the world. You'll catch it as sure as the world.
Vous allez...
You'll catch it.
Vous serez,
yeah, sure is the
word. Par le monde.
Let's look at another verse while we're thinking of that. 2 Kings chapter 4, the meal offering. We know Elisha speaks of the bride. Because she received a double anointing of the Spirit when Elijah went off the scene.
Parce qu'elle a reçu la double portion quand Élie est sorti de la scène.
And the prophet speaks about it.
Et le prophète en parle.
He says, Elijah got a handful of meal and cast it into the pot. If you remember the story, we'll read it from the Bible first and we'll come back. It's actually Elisha. Verse 38, 2 Kings 4. And Elisha came again to Gilgal, and there was a dearth in the land. There was a famine in the land. All this is going to be, every type has to be like that. And the sons of the prophets, are we not the sons of the prophets?
Right?
We're the sons of the prophet.
Nous
were sitting before him, and he said unto his servant, set on the great pot and seethe pottage for the sons of the prophets. And one went out into the field to gather herbs, and found a wild vine, and gathered thereof wild gourds, his lapful, and came and shred them into the pot of pottage, for they knew them not. They brought something from somewhere which they shouldn't have brought. So they poured out for the men to eat, and it came to pass, as they were eating of the pottage, that they cried out and said, O thou man of God, there is death in the pot. And they could not eat thereof. But he said, then bring meal. And he cast it into the pot, and he said, pour out for the people that they may eat. And there was no harm in the pot. Friends, is that not wonderful? The Lord can change something like that. Twah! There can be death in the pot and it becomes life in the pot. The prophet says, you remember when some of the school up there, didn't know the difference between gourds and peas. And they threw some in, into a pottage of peas to cook. And they cried out, there's death in the pot. Elijah got a handful of meal and cast it into the pot. And said, eat. What did the meal do? The meal in the pot changed it from death to life. From a death-giving resource to a life-giving resource. That's the same thing it is tonight. When there's death in your vessel. So when you find sickness or spiritual death or whatever that's in your vessel.
Quand vous trouvez la maladie ou la mort spirituelle dans votre vase.
It's not a life-giving resource.
C'est pas quelque chose qui donne la vie.
The prophet says, Christ,
le prophète dit Christ
thrown into your vessel
jeté dans votre
brings
vase,
you from death to life.
Te ramène de la mort à la
because
vie.
Christ makes the difference.
Parce que Christ fait la
and
difference.
That's what our young people need to do as well, we said last.
C'est ce que
take the meal,
faire.
Throw it in the vessel for a little
la farine,
bit.
Jeté là dans le vase.
And see what a change it brings inside of your life.
Et voyez quel changement cela amène dans votre
see
vie.
How quickly you overcome depression.
Et voyez combien vous allez vaincre la dépression.
And all those kind of thoughts.
Et toutes ces pensées.
All these afflictions that come upon us.
Toutes ces afflictions
the
qui
answer, friends, throw Christ in the pot, the meal offering. But I like the 2 Kings, if you keep reading from verse 42, it speaks of Elisha again.
It
says, and there came a man from Baal Shalisha and brought the man of God bread of the first fruits, 20 loaves of barley, full ears of corn and the husk thereof. And he said, give unto the people that they may eat. And his servitor said, Why should I set this before 100 men? And he said again, give the people that they may eat. For thus saith the Lord, they shall eat and shall leave thereof. And he set it before them that it eat and left thereof according to the word of the Lord. It was the ministry of the Son of Man again. There was Jesus doing exactly the same thing, multiplying the loaves of bread. It was during the time of the famine. And spiritually speaking, it's a wonderful truth as well, friends. When there's a famine in the land, he multiplies the bread to his brethren, to his sons and his daughters. It's a real, real sweet thing. Let's finish with this now. It's a little bit too much to say. Maybe we'll have to do it next time. I'll just continue on a little bit down here. The prophet says, now she got the meal which represented Christ. And Christ is the word. Then she went and got the oil. The oil represents the spirit. So she put the word and the spirit together and began to mix it up. See, there's something that we've got to do, friends. We've got to take the meal. And we've got to get ourselves prayed up. We've got to put our sins under the blood. We've got to get rid of everything that grieves the dove. So that that anointing can come and abide on you once again. Then you mix up that word. You're listening to those messages. They're getting quickened more and more to you as you prepare the meal. The prophet says, oh, something has to happen when that takes place. Something has to. I challenge every person here this week. Separate yourself from unbelief. Shut yourself in your secret closet. Reconsecrate your life to the Lord. Humble yourself. Whatever He points out in your life, get it out. Confess it. Forsake it. Whatever needs to be done. Get the messages. Pray and say, Lord, what should I listen to? And don't do it when you're busy doing other things. Find that choice part of the day. Maybe wake up early in the morning before everybody else wakes up. Shut yourself in. Listen to Elijah. Start to feed. Mix the meal with the Spirit now. I guarantee you won't do that for 2-3 days until there come a revolution in your life. There'll come a revolution. You will come back and say, I'm feeling not the way that I used to do in the days of my youth. It's no surprise. Because that's the way you used to live in the days of your youth. That was the secret of the power in the days of your youth. Yes, circumstances have changed. Pressures come in. But you've got to adjust to the circumstances. Because God will never put upon you more than you're able to bear. But with whatever circumstances can be, gives a way of escape. But friends, we need to do like this widow woman. You know, I wanted today, I won't have time, but to get on to Sister Hattie Wright. Because she's the perfect type as well. She was the first person to whom the third pull operated on as a human being. Why did God choose her? Why did God choose the widow of Zarephath? There were certain conditions. And God wanted to show what's going to happen to His bride. As long as we can identify with the life of those people, Elijah in our day went to the widow woman, because she was a widow woman. We know that. It always has to be the perfect type. And she experienced that as well. You know, but we'll look at it next time. The prophet says, the meal, look what she did. She mixed the word and the spirit together. Many people have the spirit without the word. Some have the word without the spirit. But you take put them both correctly in their places.
Mais placez-les correctement dans leur position.
And there's a cake on the road.
Alors, il y a un gâteau.
There's something in the making.
Il y a quelque chose en production.
You can look in the oven and you can say, very soon I'm going to be having a good time here.
Vous allez regarder, dire, bientôt j'aurai un bon moment.
Even while you're mixing that oil and
the meal, aussi,
say, this is going to be nice.
Ça, ça sera
even before you have it, you know.
Avant même que vous le,
something's
vous savez,
in the making.
Vous savez quelque chose
the believers sing the song, there's a miracle in the making.
Nous disons, nous chantons qu'il y a un miracle en
this is how miracles are made.
Il y a, c'est comme ça que les miracles sont faits.
Consecration.
La consécration,
separation.
La séparation.
Take the meal.
Prenez le,
take farine, the oil.
Prenez l'huile.
Mix them together.
Mélangez-les ensemble.
And wait.
Et attendez.
Because soon God sent Elijah to her.
Bientôt Dieu va envoyer.
When things were in that condition.
Quand les choses sont dans cet état.
It says an Elijah on his road down over the cobblestones.
Élie sur son chemin vers cet endroit.
Coming down to see his vision fulfilled somewhere.
Venant voir sa vision s'accomplir quelque part.
Elijah had the vision in our age as well.
Élie aussi dans notre
of what was to come and what God had stored up for his people.
De ce que Dieu allait faire, ce que Dieu a gardé pour son peuple.
He says, and here she is standing there.
La voilà qui se tient là.
Tears.
Des larmes.
She's wiping with her old ragged sleeve.
Elle essuie ses larmes avec la manche de sa.
She'd been through a testing time, friends.
Elle a passé des temps difficiles.
And she was saying.
Et elle disait,
oh Jehovah God,
oh Jehovah Dieu,
my faith has never failed.
Ma foi n'a jamais failli.
And it won't fail.
Elle va pas broncher.
Somehow or another.
D'une manière ou d'une
autre. I don't know how all this is.
Je ne sais pas que c'est que ceci.
But we're taught that all things work together for the good.
Mais tu as dit que tout marche, tout concourt.
And that's the characteristic of the bride friend.
C'est le caractéristique.
You can go through your hard times.
Tu peux pas traverser des temps
but your faith won't fail.
Mais ta foi ne va, la foi ne va pas
and broncher. You know the secret of that?
Et vous savez le secret de cela?
Remember when Jesus said to Peter,
Jésus a dit à Pierre,
Simon, Simon,
Simon, Simon,
Satan has desired you
Satan t'a cherché
to sift you as wheat.
De moudre comme de la farine.
But I have prayed for you.
Mais j'ai prié
that your faith fail not. That's a prayer that's always answered.
C'est ça,
his prayers are always answered.
C'est
they never refuse before the throne of grace.
And
friends, he's prayed for us.
Il prie pour nous.
Father, in that day,
pour que
when jours, they go through those things,
quand nous allons ces jours,
let not their faith fail.
Quand ils traversent
and
ces
just
choses,
at that time when you felt like giving up,
juste au moment, tu sens comme tu veux abandonner,
saying, what's the point?
Ça sert à quoi?
Something kicked in.
Satan vient.
That's great. That's vient. Grace, friends.
C'est la grâce.
That's grace.
C'est la grâce.
And that's what happened to her.
C'est qu'il y a
she's fait. Mixing this little meal up.
Elle mélange ses petits
she's got the farine. Little cake all fixed out and patted up.
Et là, cette farine mélangée tout ensemble.
She said, now it's time for me to go out and get some wood. That's the cross.
C'est la croix.
Must Jesus bear the cross alone?
Jésus doit-il porter la croix tout
seul? If you want to be my disciple, you've got to take up your cross
si vous voulez être mon disciple,
daily.
Votre croix,
otherwise, you cannot be my disciple.
Sinon, vous ne serez pas mon disciple.
There's going to be crosses we've got to bear.
Il y aura une croix que nous devons porter.
But she was praying
mais elle priait,
and staying in the Spirit
et disant en esprit,
while she bore her cross.
Pendant qu'elle portait sa croix.
Then the prophet says, and as she turned,
le prophète dit,
when Elijah spoke to her,
et Élie lui parla,
he said,
il dit,
oh my, there it was. The greatest consolation that any believer ever listened to.
La plus grande consolation que n'importe quel croyant
for thus saith the Lord.
Ainsi dit le Seigneur.
She says that was the word she was waiting for.
Il dit, c'est les mots qu'elle attendait.
She had the oil, she had the meal. She had the self-sacrificial life. She had laid herself on the altar. She was holding true in the testing time. It was just a matter of time until the word of consolation came. Thus saith the Lord. And God spoke into her circumstances. Thus saith the Lord. The barrel will not go empty.
Le vase ne se videra pour
neither être. Will the cruse go dry until the day God sends rain on the earth.
Jusqu'à ce que le Seigneur envoie la pluie.
Then we'll finish with this. What do we get there?
Qu'est-ce que nous avons là?
Seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Cherchez d'abord le royaume
and his righteousness.
Et sa justice.
How do I know, Brother Branham? How do I know?
Combien serais-je, Frère Branham?
The only thing I know.
La seule chose que je sais.
Put God first.
Mettez Dieu d'abord.
Doesn't matter your circumstances. Put God first.
Mettez Dieu d'abord, peu importe.
Be faithful in his house.
Soyez
be faithful in the post of duty.
Soyez
be faithful at the family altar.
Soyez
be faithful in the closet.
Soyez fidèle dans votre
be faithful in the word.
Soyez
be faithful in his service.
Dans le service.
You just do that.
Faites seulement cela.
Put God first.
Mettez Dieu d'abord.
Sacrifice.
Le sacrifice.
Mix the oil.
Mélangez
the word and the spirit together. And lay yourself upon the cross.
Mettez-vous à
and
la
say,
croix.
Here I am.
Et dites, mais voici.
Put God first in everything.
Mettez Dieu d'abord en toute chose.
And that's the test.
C'est le test.
The hour of temptation that's come upon the earth.
L'heure des tentations est arrivée sur la terre.
It's going to test everyone that dwells on the face of the whole earth, Jesus
cela
said.
Va tester tout le monde qui est sur la terre.
But friends, if there's a real new birth in there,
mais s'il y a une vraie nouvelle naissance,
there's something that'll kick in.
Il y a quelque chose qui va se vivifier.
Even when your human reasoning and understanding don't understand.
Même si votre raisonnement humain est le
but if you're trusting in your own intelligence,
mais si vous croyez dans votre
and you're making it through by your own strength,
et vous essayez de faire votre propre
you're building your house on sinking sand.
Vous construisez sur du sable.
Why not come back while this time
mouvant, quand le temps
and say, Lord, these are the days of Elijah like we're singing
vous allez
about.
Dire, c'est, aujourd'hui, c'est le jour des
I want to rebuild the original altar in my life
je
once
veux
again.
Reconstruire l'hôtel
original I want to rebuild on the original foundation.
Je veux reconstruire sur la fondation.
I want to lay myself as the sacrifice.
Je veux me donner comme un sacrifice.
And watch how the fire will come from heaven
et une fois de plus,
and consume that sacrifice. It's a
sacrifice.
Wonderful day.
C'est un jour merveilleux.
It's a treacherous day.
C'est un jour dangereux.
But for God's people, it's a wonderful day.
Mais pour les peuples de Dieu, c'est un
Jehovah Jireh has made such a provision for us. Let's use this provision, friends. Zaphnath Paneah stored up the garners of Egypt. Let's use what the Lord's given to us. And let's appreciate Him. And watch how the vision continues to unfold itself to the end. And may He glorify His name. Let's stand. Let's sing, Brother George. Let's sing that song again. These are the days of Elijah. It's a nice song, friends. If there's an Elijah, there's a widow of Zarephath. There's an Elisha. So you're singing about yourself. Declaring the word of the Lord. These are the days of your servant Moses, righteousness being restored. And though these are days of great trial, of famine and darkness and sword, still we are the voice in the desert crying, prepare the way of the Lord. Behold, He comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, lift your voice, year of jubilee. Out of Zion's hill, salvation comes. These are the days of Ezekiel, the dry bones becoming as flesh. And these are the days of your servant David, rebuilding the temple of praise. These are the days of the harvest, the fields are as white as your word. And we are the laborers in your vineyard, declaring the word of the Lord. Behold, He comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet's call, lift your voice, it's year of jubilee.
out of Zion's hill salvation comes. There is no God like Jehovah. 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 There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. Oh, there's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. Behold, he comes riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet's call, lift your voice. It's year of Jubilee. Out of Zion's hill salvation comes. Oh, behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet's call, lift your voice, it's year of Jubilee. Out of Zion's hill salvation comes.
Let's sing that song, The Original Life, The Original Name. You know the song we just sang? I think it's Sister Deirdre's. Is it your nephew or something, sister? Robin Mark, who wrote that song, yeah? He's from Belfast. He's a Pentecostal boy. Sister Deirdre's relative. I know Sister Deirdre sent him the prophet's books. But he was the one who wrote it. Very interesting.
Let's sing that song.
The original word is what I believe.
What I truly believe. Oh, the Son of Man, the seventh. Oh, the seventh seal is unveiled. Oh, the original seal.
God's
goods were manifested to his bride in this last age. We have caught the revelation by the last prophet's message, and we know who we are and what we are raised up for. Praise the Lord for the original seventh seal is unveiled. Whoa, the original sin.
We are called great flesh today. This is what the scriptures say. And our names redeemed and perfect without sin. Yes, we are the anointed and inspired by our God. Original, oh, the original life, the original seed, the original word is what I. What I believe, what a Son of Man, the seventh seal, for the original life. Oh, our eyes of understanding, he has opened up at last. Sweet victory is ours, who were chained down in the past. True Jubilee has sounded, and we have responded to our God. The original life, the original life, the original.
original seed, the original word is what I believe. The Son of Man is on. Oh, the seventh seal is unveiled. The original life, the original seed. We are called unto adoption, full authority and power. Sleeping saints will wake and join us for translation in this hour. Gentile days will be over. Glory, hallelujah, to our God. Oh, the original life. Oh, the original seed. The original word is what I believe, what I believe. Oh, the Son of Man, the seventh seal. Oh, the original life, the original seal.
Why don't you all just put ourselves before the Lord before we go home today, saints? Whatever the Lord's spoken to you from the message of the hour. Maybe you need some cleaning up. Maybe you need some separation. Maybe you just need to put more of the oil in the vessel. Maybe you just need to get back and feed more on the original meal. Mix it together. Separate yourself, put your sins under the blood, and wait for Him. Because He will speak into your circumstances. Let's all put ourselves before the Lord. Father, we are just a needy people upon this day. Day by day, how we need Thee, Lord, how we need Your grace, how we need Your mercy, how we need, Father, Lord, even as Job said, Lord, Father, the quickening, the visitation to the soul. Because it's that heavenly Father, Lord, that giveth life. Just ask Brother Maxwell if you wouldn't mind coming to close for us, please, brother. If you have a request before the Lord, if you want to just raise your hand as the brother closes for us in prayer.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank You once again, O Lord Jesus, for the visitation that we have received this afternoon. Father, Your word has come. We know there are different kinds of economies. Even the world has its own economy. But Father, we thank You that You have made us to invest into the word.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, this afternoon we've heard Your word, O God. We've come with our oil and we've come with our flour, O God. Father, what we need now, Lord, is that thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
That thus saith the Lord. Father, we need it to mix, O Lord, that it will become a cake, a meal, Lord, unto us, O God. Father, Your children have raised up their hands. Father, they are requesting something, O God. You know the requests that are behind those hands that have been raised towards You. Father, meet them, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ, if it is for healing, O God, heal them. If it is because for more oil, Lord, replenish, Lord. If it's because for the oil, O God, Lord, let it be more abundantly in their lives, O God. Father, even this moment, O God, we want to commit our pastor into Your hands. The Lord, You continue to use him mightily, O God. Father, he has been a blessing to this church. And Father, what can we say? But Lord, to continue to remember him in prayer.
Amen.
Lord, fortify him, O Lord.
Amen.
Father, let him stand without any compromising, O God.
Yes.
Let him come always with Your word, with power,
Amen.
With anointing upon Your word, upon Your children, O God. Father, once again, even as we stand before you, Lord,
Amen.
We pray that, oh God, you grant us that spirit, Lord.
Amen.
Grant us, Lord, humility, Lord.
Amen.
Grant us that, Lord, our lives will dictate, oh God, the very word that we have heard, oh God.
Amen.
Father, we pray that, Lord, Elijah will always come to us.
Amen.
Elijah will always be at our door.
Amen.
Oh, Elijah will always encourage us, oh Lord Jesus, to stand, oh God, upon your word, oh God.
Yes.
Father, in Jesus' name, we stand here, oh Lord, believing that your word is true. Bless us even as we leave here, oh God. Let your word continue to go with us, oh God, even right in our closest, oh God. Let it be a blessing, oh God, unto us. Anytime, oh God, we come here, let us come with our testimony to glorify your name. Because, Lord, you have done this for us, oh God, not because of anything good in our lives, but, Lord, because you have known us before the foundation of the world. Father, we thank you for the visitors that are within us, oh God. Father, let them go with your word, oh God.
Amen.
And Father, even bring their testimonies, Lord. And that we believe that it will not be the last time they will be here, but that, Lord Jesus, they will be coming, oh God, to hear your word, the message of the hour. We thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Bless the children of this house, Lord.
Amen.
Father, you said you have given these children to us as gifts, oh God.
Amen.
And Father, we give them back to you, Lord. The Lord Jesus, you bless them, even as Hannah gave her own Lord to you. He promised, Lord, to bring the child back to you. And she did it, oh God.
Amen.
Father, we present our children before you, Lord.
Amen.
The Lord Jesus, they will grow, oh, with anointing, with the wisdom.
Yes,
the children, oh Lord, Father, bless them against powers and principalities of this world.
Amen.
Father, protect them, oh God. Let your Holy Spirit, oh Lord, guide them, oh Lord.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, even the parents, Lord, I commit them into your hands.
Yes.
The Lord, you grant them the wisdom, oh Lord, the leadership, oh, the way how to bring up children, oh God. Father, help them in that leadership, oh Lord. That, Lord Jesus, they will, in the end, oh God, bring up something, oh Lord, that will be a vessel, oh Lord,
Amen.
To the glory of your name.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Thank you once again in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We bless you even, Father. We commit our precious brother David
Amen.
Into your hands, Lord,
Amen.
As he goes for this operation, Lord. Father, we know that the hands that will be touching him, oh God, are not
Amen.
The hands of man.
Yes.
But that, Lord, you yourself, the God of the Almost High, oh Lord,
Amen.
Will be in the operation room, oh God,
yes.
and touch him, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
And he comes back with a restoration, Lord,
Amen.
That what you created in the beginning, oh Lord Jesus, will be his portion, oh Lord.
Yes, Lord.
He will come back with that testimony, Lord.
Amen.
Oh Lord, bless him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray with all thanksgiving. Father, as many that, Lord, will be journeying, oh Father, we
Amen.
Commit our journeys into your hands,
yes.
that you grant us journey mercies, Lord.
Please,
the Lord, we commit the Wednesday into your hand.
Please,
oh, Amen. The prayer meeting, Father, is in your hands, oh God.
Amen.
Father, we pray as many that, Lord, you will call to be at the prayer meeting. Father, let us come with that believing
Amen.
That, oh God, when we ask, it shall be given unto us.
Yes.
That when we seek, we shall find.
Yes.
And when we knock, it shall be opened unto
Amen.
Us. We thank you once again in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray with our thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. Since we'll just sing one more song. Just before that, I'd forgotten at the beginning to announce that in 2 weekends' time, which is from the, I think, the 30th and the 1st, 30th of this month, November and the 1st, so it's 2 weekends' time, we've got a visiting minister with us from Serbia, Brother Janko Thomas. We've been waiting. Brother Vlad and I know him. I met him when we went across in 2007. He's a real fine brother, very good minister. But he doesn't work. He's full-time in the church, and it's quite a small church. So he had applied for a visa to come, and it seemed impossible for him to get a visa because they're not part of the EU and different things like that. But by the grace of God, on Monday, he got his visa.
Amen.
So he's coming. So Brother Crosby was supposed to come to us just the weekend after that. So I had to ask Brother Crosby just to postpone into the new year. Because this brother, Brother Janko, is definitely coming to us. So we're going to have special services. We'll let you know next weekend the program. But I really am looking forward to it because he's a good minister. I've heard him minister twice before and it's been a blessing. And I do believe it will be of great benefit to us. So definitely we'll be having at least a Saturday evening and a Sunday morning service, but possibly the Wednesday service as well, because he's getting in quite early on the Wednesday. But we'll announce next weekend. So please keep that in prayer. Let's sing that song once more, because you have chosen the narrow way. And may the Lord be with us as we dismiss.
Chosen the narrow path, the hardest way. There's a great portion of heaven is waiting for you,
waiting for you,
because of what you decided.
Fellowship.
Oh, that was a prophecy, was a prophecy. Angel told to the great messenger. That is what we produce. That is what we produce. Great victory in the life of our. Oh, I will walk this path. I will walk this path. In the footsteps of Elohim, I want to get to the end of time. Trials. Oh, this path has made me trials, many trials, and many battles against the enemy, against the enemy. Body's Holy Spirit, willing. Oh, there is not much time remaining. There is not much time remaining. Not much time remaining to walk in this path. Already we can hear the chariot of our beloved one coming to meet us. Oh, I will walk this path. I will walk this path. In the footsteps of Elohim, I want to get to the end of time. Time. That divine love will.